Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to a Wednesday. Yeah, that's right, folks. A Wednesday edition of WrestleNomics. Usually the Thursday 30, it's the Wednesday 30 today, as we have a lot to talk about in a short time frame, as it is 30 minutes. But yeah, we're going to discuss a few things. If we get time, we're going to get into what brand value means in the wrestling sphere.
Nah, we're not going to get to that.
All right. But we will talk recent tickets for AEW and Raw. We're going to discuss, and which will probably be the majority of today's episode, the Wednesday or the Tuesday night war, the one day war that happened last night between NXT and Dynamite. We have ratings. We have quarter hours. We're going to discuss the heavy sports competition that both programs had last night. So that and much more here.
The viewership last night for AEW Dynamite was 752,000 viewers for AEW Dynamite in preemption on Tuesday, 8 to 10. The demo rating was a 0.26, a 0.26 in the demo of 18 to 49. They ranked number 8 on the night. A lot of sports competition. We'll talk about it. NXT, 676,000 viewers. 676,000 viewers. A 0.18. A 0.18 in the demo. So not a huge difference in total viewership between Dynamite and NXT. 752 for Dynamite. 676 for NXT. A much bigger gap in the demo of 18 to 49. Again, 0.26. to a 0.18. We can start going through the slides and whatnot.
Yeah, I was trying to do it, but it wouldn't let me.
No, because that's actually on my screen. So anyway, we will get to the quarter hours and whatnot. By the way, there's a Patreon associated with all this. Patreon.com/WrestleNomics. There's some news broken this past Sunday about day one, which is not happening. Quarter hours will be up. Let me tell you what I can tell you about what I'm going to give you for quarter hours this week, which are not yet posted for patrons, but will be posted shortly. We'll have, of course, the quarter hours broken down for P18 to 49, P2+ for both NXT and Dynamite. I have those in hand. We're going to talk about them in a moment. For patrons, soon after I'm done with this, we're going to have a breakdown, not just of quarter hours for the wrestling shows, but also quarter hours for the Phillies and Padres. And quarter hours for, I believe, the Celtics and 76ers. So subscribers will get a pretty deep look into this. So anyway, NXT loaded it up with a lot of main roster talent. A lot of main roster talent that's not usually on NXT. Kevin Owens, Shinsuke Nakamura making a big return. Austin Theory coming out at the end. Karl Anderson and Doc Gallows. Who else? What names on? Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez,
Shotzi.
Shotzi loaded up. NXT loaded up with main roster talent as NXT went head to head once again with its returning competitor, the NBA. So the NBA is their competition. But no, in all seriousness, we also had the MLB.
We also had Flyers Lightning on ESPN for NHL. That's, I don't know how that ranked.
Yes, we'll talk about it in a moment. So the Wednesday night war, we have the one night war with this Tuesday and only this Tuesday. But to go back to the Wednesday night war, just for people who are just joining the wrestling discourse world, Dynamite beat NXT in the Wednesday Night War from October 2019 to April 2021 in almost every week, in total viewership almost every week, in the demo every week but one. That's excluding preemptions and all that. So anyway, on the USA Network, we had NXT. On TBS, we had Dynamite. On FS1, we had the Phillies beating the Padres. Golo here, a big fan of the Phillies, I've heard.
Yeah, big
on
Phillies
TNT, fan. The return of regular season NBA, the Sixers and the Celtics went head-to-head in the 8 p.m. game, or might have started at 7. We also had NHL, which I wasn't sure about, but we did have NHL on ESPN. This 4 o'clock baseball playoff game between the Cleveland Guardians and Yankees, which started at 4, it ended. I memorialized this in real time. This game ended. The Yankees won the series, won the game. The final out was at 7:19 p.m. Eastern time. That means 41 minutes before Dynamite took the air. Bob Costas, who's on the call, signed off at 7:24. They went to an ad break. They started the post-game show, which is apparently called Inside the MLB. Inside the MLB served as the lead-in for AEW Dynamite. And it did what? What did it do? It's right here. It's the number 6 cable original. 0.50 for Inside the MLB. This was a 33-minute telecast. So as show business, which is coming from Nielsen, has got it starting at 7:27 p.m. So this is what it averaged over those 33 minutes, a 0.50 in the demo. So that's a lot higher than Dynamite did. That's about double what Dynamite did in the demo. It had 1.945 million viewers, much larger as well. Maybe, what is that? Almost three times what Dynamite averaged throughout its 2 hours. So a strong lead-in. That is bigger than the Big Bang Theory would be, for sure. Big Bang Theory would at its best maybe be a 0.30 something. Okay. Total viewership would be a bit lower as well. Big Bang Theory can often do over 1 million viewers, but this is nearly 2 million viewers we're talking about here. So Dynamite had a really strong lead-in. NXT probably had what NXT had for a lead-in, but it had whatever it probably usually has, which is some sort of procedural crime drama. What else? We've got on the top ranks, we can say that the NBA game between the Lakers and Warriors, which was later, it had a 10 p.m. start, so it did not conflict at all with NXT or Dynamite. That was number one with 1.42 demo, 3.55 million viewers, as you would expect. LeBron versus Steph Curry wins the night. The Celtics and 76ers game was number two. The Guardians and Yankees game, despite being in the late afternoon, was number three with almost 5 million viewers. And the Phillies and Padres on FS1 with 4 million viewers. So what else can we say here? Sports Media Watch pointing out that the Lakers-Warriors game was the most watched NBA opening night game and most watched regular season game on TNT in 3 years. Celtics Sixers was up 36% from last year despite competition in the Philly market from the Phillies. Philly eating its own here. So big takeaway here. We can look at this slide will illustrate it. Big takeaway, total viewership for NXT was normal it was down from last week, but last week was a really high number for NXT for what it usually does. This was a normal rating for NXT, despite going against a wrestling show, which did better viewership than it, despite going against the NBA, despite going against MLB playoffs, despite going against NHL hockey, which is not as big of a deal. But massive competition for NXT that's not usually present or hasn't been present of late. Nonetheless, total viewership, normal. But then, oh wait, there's more. 18 to 49. For NXT, which is, you know, on its face, if you're not familiar with these numbers, 0.18 doesn't sound like a home run number, but that's a huge number in the demo for NXT. That is the highest 18 to 49 viewership that NXT has had since August. Why did that happen?
I think WWE fans, especially people that probably normally consume Raw or SmackDown, were probably curious to see what would happen in NXT, comparative of Dynamite running on the same night and same time slot.
I agree with you. Astute analysis, Chris Gull. I think big moments in culture in the world or news events in within wrestling, that results in a heightened viewership. And it's usually not a heightened viewership with older folks. It's usually heightened viewership with younger people. Was that the case this week? Well, if you look at the gauges, these gauges say, give me the prior 4 weeks. And let me compare the prior 4 weeks to what this most recent episode did. We use a median. And look, total viewership is zero. No difference. No difference over those 4 weeks compared to this week. Demo up 18%. Male demo up 17%. Female demo up 37%. So apparently women in the demo watching more. And 18 to 34 was up only 11%. So it was really the older half of the demo that was up more than the younger half. So my theory, not supported here. Dynamite had lower viewership than it normally has on Wednesday, not in its normal time slot here. It was on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. It was going against wrestling, another wrestling show that is NXT. And it was down compared to the recent 4 weeks. It was down about 26%. 26% in total viewership, 22% in the demo. Female viewership was down more than male viewership. So, now what? Oh my God. Are you ready for the quarter hours?
I don't know if everyone else out there is ready for the quarter hours.
All right. I'm going to have to paste them. We're going to have to zoom out of this, and I'm going to have to add a slide. So we got this is a blank slide here. So I've just gotten them. So I have to paste it from the Excel spreadsheet and into the slides. Let's just do total viewership first. Brace yourselves. And there it is again. We'll have an even more detailed breakdown for patrons within a couple hours tonight. Total viewership overlapped for a lot of this show. Dynamite started out with over a million viewers. Dynamite started out with over a million viewers for that opening six-man tag match with Death Triangle, Best Friends, and Orange Cassidy. Strong lead-in from inside the MLB. The next quarter, Dynamite had 824,000 viewers. Got pretty close to NXT with its 769 as the Rhea Ripley and Roxanne Perez match ended. And there was a backstage segment. There's a Grayson Waller and Chucky segment. There was most of the Shinsuke Nakamura and Channing Lorenzo match. I know Gullo had his eyes peeled on that one. So pretty close. That's a thin margin of what would that be? 30, about 54,000 viewers. Quarter number three. We do have the demo. The demo is of course much more decisive. Let's just get that on the screen. I'm sure people are screenshotting it for Reddit and all that shit already. so let's just to let you know that yes, the demo there was no overlap in the demo. So anyway, we'll go back to total viewers. Should talk about this for a moment. Then quarter hour three, Dynamite still a slim margin ahead of NXT, 744,000. And that involved the finish of the Toni Storm and Hikaru Shida match, some post-match angle stuff, and then that backstage angle with Jay Lethal and Darby Allin, as well as the FTR and Swerve in Our Glory backstage segment. That went head-to-head with the last 4 minutes of the Nakamura and Lorenzo match, some backstage segments, and the Alba Fire versus Sonya Deville match in the post-match angle involving Toxic Attraction and Mandy Rose. And then the gap was widened for the final quarter of the first hour as William Regal and MJF had their live promo that has been, I think, much talked about in the parts that I listened to. That went head-to-head with Wesley and Oru Menza. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Kamarlo Hayes. Trick Williams had a backstage segment, then Lee and Menza versus Kamarlo Hayes and Trick Williams through an ad break, schism promo, ad break, Braun Breaker promo. I see two ad breaks here for NXT. So while, yes, viewership was up, total viewership was up. Was the demo up? Yeah, the demo was up too. This is, in fact, the peak of the demo outside of this probably enhanced quarter hour one benefiting from the big lead-in. No commercial breaks during that quarter hour. That was that was basically a 15 minute. This Dalton Castle video was pretty short, highlighting the Ring of Honor title and so forth. This was almost a 15 minute segment. Maybe a minute of it was in the prior quarter, but this was largely the camera on the ring, MJF and his friend Will talking it up. Grew total viewership. But then in the following quarter, this is where NXT, for one of two quarters on this night, surpassed Dynamite in total viewership. Not in the demo, not in the demo, but in total viewership they did. The Acclaimed promo, ad break, Bryan Danielson, Wheeler Yuta backstage talk with Renee Paquette. Chris Jericho and Dalton Castle, they started their match and they went through picture-in-picture ad breaks. That went head-to-head with Cameron Grimes and the OC versus Schism through picture-in-picture ad break. And there was also a backstage segment involving Sangha and Veer Mahan. That had more total viewers, 680,000 of them, more total viewers than Dynamite's 645. The following quarter, AEW got back over NXT by just 5,000 viewers. Just 5,000 viewers with 618 to NXT's 613. So virtually tied here. Again, the gap is a decent margin in the demo. But that was the rest of the Jericho and Dalton Castle match. A post-match angle with the Jericho Appreciation Society with Ian Riccoboni, Jerry Lynn, a Christian Cage promo, and an ad break. Meanwhile, NXT had Caden Carter, Katana Chance, Zoe Stark, Nikita Lyons backstage segment, an ad break, Julius Creed, a Damon Kemp promo, Shotzi, Zion, Quincy Elliott live promo, and an ad break. And then, for the second of two times, NXT exceeded Dynamite in total viewership by, what is this, 14,000 viewers, 595,000 for NXT, 581,000 for Dynamite, as the latter part of the Zion, Quinn, and Elliott match came to an end. A Chase U and Chucky angle. Chucky.
Chucky equals ratings.
If you want to tweet something and troll somebody today, you can say that Chucky for this quarter hour did beat Dynamite. Pretty deadly. Mal Black, Idris Nafe backstage.
Can we include Chucky on Who's a Draw?
you can. You can do your own separate podcast where you do that. And that beat out the quarter hour involving the Jade Cargill and Baddies promo and the first half of the Jon Moxley and Hangman Page promo. So it wasn't going against nothing. It was going against the beginning of the main event. And then the second half of the main event and the last quarter hour of the show, Dynamite did exceed NXT once again, 658 to 619. And then NXT had a 7-minute overrun that had the KO show with Kevin Owens indicating that JD McDonagh is a creep. That did grow the audience back to over 700,000 viewers, as those last 7 minutes were not opposed by Dynamite.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
So, any thoughts, takeaways, questions? Or comments?
I kind of touched on it before. I think the fans that normally watch Raw and SmackDown, some of them obviously tune in here. I wonder, too, if it just has anything to do with a renewed faith in the WWE product. Let's just say Vince is still in charge and they go head-to-head. I don't think NXT performs as well.
Difficult to say. So let's... Do we have people watching here? If you want to put a question in, if you want to do a super chat, we will take your super chat. Yes. Totally forgot about all that. As you know, this is the Wednesday 30. By the way, usually we do this on Thursday at the end of this month. This will no longer be a free show. It'll be just for subscribers at patreon.com/WrestleNomics. Something else we can touch on here is that. So this was in Cincinnati. WrestleTix, I believe this is a final count from WrestleTix. WrestleTix had 4,519 tickets distributed. 4,500 tickets distributed. WWE has done two Raws within almost the last year, a little bit more than last year, in this building, this Heritage Bank Center in Cincinnati. Both had about 1,000 more tickets distributed, according to WrestleTix, than this show had. So Raw doing about 5,500 in January of this year, in September of last year, which is about 1,000 more than what the tickets distributed count was for this event. AEW was last in Cincinnati in a different venue, Fifth Third Arena, with 6,800 back in September of last year. I believe that is the first Dynamite after All Out. And August and September of that year were a pretty hot period for AEW. So diminishing returns here is what we're starting to see. Maybe you could argue that some of that is about the fact that when they first went to these venues, first went to these places live, there was a tailwind because of the novelty. Nonetheless, they're down in this market, and Raw has done better in the same market. So anything else? That's actually all the slides I have for the moment. So
we do have a super chat here from Ryan T. Let me get this up here. Ryan T asks, what is the AEW viewership without the first quarter? So take out that bump from the MLB post game show.
That's a good question. So if we just average the last seven quarters, total viewership is 707,000 for quarter two to quarter eight. 707,000. So that is still better than NXT. The demo would have been 326,000, which would be what as a demo rating, something like a 0.25 rather than a 0.26. So it makes a small difference, not enough to, I guess, change the WWE versus AEW narrative.
We have another super chat from this one time from MJ. Now, what's the NXT viewership without the overrun? Two sides of the story.
Let me share my Excel spreadsheet so you can see me do this math, so you know I'm not lying. Share the screen and share the. I want to share just my Excel spreadsheet, right? So here's this. What I'm going to do is just select. You want to know the NXT number without the overrun. 674. So, I mean, the overrun was higher than the average, so taking out the overrun is going to bring it down. 674. 674 is what it would be without the overrun. If you want to know what it would be for the demo, it would be 240,000, which would be what as a demo rating? It would be about a 0.18. Same. So take that 7 minute, and it's only a 7 minute overrun, so it's like half a quarter. Take that 7 minute overrun out, and it is the same demo, and slightly lower for your total viewership.
I have a question. This is a Chris. Chris was super chat.
That'll be $5, please.
So we talked about it before. You did a nice comparing when the NHL got their big deal. You kind of compared wrestling ratings to what the NHL was doing. And if you look, and granted, you know, some stock could be put into it being three Philadelphia sports teams were playing at the same time, but the NHL only doing a 0.15 and being outperformed by NXT and being outperformed by Dynamite. You know,
I think maybe the network's not happy with the NHL. I think they might cancel them. No, Brant Thurston is just. Always finish your question. I'm sorry.
So basically, you know, the NHL 0.15 in the demo compared to, like we talked about, the 0.18 for NXT, 0.26 for Dynamite. Do you think this helps, you know, the case of TBD, especially for AEW? Show them, look, we outperformed the NHL, who got a pretty decent-sized TV deal. I can't remember what it was worth, but it was pretty substantial.
I forget. It's worth more than the wrestling deals on a per hour basis. What is your question specifically?
So basically, showing this, right, this performance, two wrestling programs outperformed the NHL. Do you think that helps, especially AEW's case?
It's not unusual. I mean, look at what happened last week in Dynamite's old time slot against Dynamite. Dynamite substantially outperformed the NHL on TNT. This is on ESPN.
Does NXT normally outperform the NHL, though?
It might. Put your TV executive hat on here, bow tie on. What's the justification for the value being produced by the NHL for ESPN or for TNT? Where are they getting the money? They're paying them hundreds of millions of dollars. How are they generating revenue from that content?
They're getting ad rates. The ad rates are probably higher for the NHL, I would assume, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's part of it. What else?
I mean, the NHL, ad rates, and I don't know.
How does TNT and how does ESPN make their money?
Oh, cable. Cable subscribers.
Right. Turner, I guess, Warner Brothers Discovery now, and Disney, they charge, in our area, it's called Spectrum, they charge Charter a lot of money so that Charter can carry TNT, TBS, ESPN, and so forth on their networks. And a lot of that is based on those networks' coverage, carriage of live sports, including the NHL, including, at least for Turner. I know it's not Turner anymore, but I guess it's called Turner Network Television. The NBA, which is bigger, right? NBA destroyed the NHL by comparison on this night, and that's typical. And baseball, and of course the NFL. So that's an important thing for people to remember that I think few people are aware of, that the value of sports is not just the ads. It's not just those truck ads narrated by John Cena. That's not the only way that sports are justifying their value to these networks, which pay hundreds of millions and sometimes billions of dollars for these games. It's not just the ad rates, which, yes, are almost certainly higher per unit than wrestling, either WWE or AEW. It's not just that. It's that the NBA, Major League Baseball, certainly the NFL, probably the NHL, those games being on those networks are probably tied, like legally tied via their contractual agreements to carriage fees. So if I'm ESPN, I've probably made an agreement with various cable and satellite providers that, look, I'm going to provide you with X number of hours of live sports, perhaps specific live sports. If I don't meet that expectation, if I don't meet that agreement, we have to go back and renegotiate this contract. So that's why there was a big concern in the beginning of the pandemic about whether or not sports were going to happen and were going to be televised, and whether that was going to screw up everybody's TV deals. There's a lawsuit, I believe, involving the Pac-10 that has something to do with that. So it's not just the ads. Cable's expensive, right? It's like over $100 a month for people. And the price has gone up over the years. Price is going to go up on streaming. All your streaming is about to get real expensive gradually. People pay their cable bills.
We have two quick Super Chats, not questions, though. Justin Robbins says, someone has to pay for GoHo Super Chat, you bum. That's nicer than what they say about me on Reddit. So,
thank you, Justin. What do they say about you on Reddit?
One of the quotes said, first off, they hate my bow tie. And they compared, they said, I look like a 1960s Archie's comic math teacher. And just multiple people were just swearing about my bow tie. Like, is he wearing an effing bow tie?
So, well, this is what they don't understand is that you're a big fan of Tucker Carlson.
Do not report that. We also have MJ, two-man booth and Wednesday's Super Chat Party. Yeah. So thank you, MJ. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Ryan, for all your super chats.
All right. It's supposed to be a 30-minute show, and we're just about there. Anything else? And I'll start working on quarter hours for subscribers.
No, it was It was a one-day war, not the shortest war of all time. There was a, I believe, a 38-minute war one time, the Anglo-Zanzibar War. I didn't get the year, but I imagine it's like early 1900s or in that time period.
Who won?
England.
In total viewership or the demo?
total viewership. Demo, though. Zanzibar. Okay. But.
All right. I guess that's it. Again, if you want the report for quarter hours, which we'll have, P2 plus, PTM 49, I think I'm going to get 18 to 34 in there, too. And I'm going to give you some information about what the MLB did for quarter hours and what the NBA game did that opposed those wrestling shows. So look for that at patreon.com/WrestleNomics. And we'll talk to everybody on Sunday, where we'll have a lot more to talk about, including, I guess, the notion that The Rock will maybe be in charge of, will own WWE one day. We'll entertain that possibility and plenty else. So we'll talk to you on Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on YouTube. See you then. Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.